It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, October 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. It's been raining on the western slope today and in some parts snowing. Winter is coming, and for a lot of people, that means high gas bills. But thanks to a dip in the commodities market, they might see some relief this winter. This is Teresa Donnelly with Source Gas.
Lower natural gas commodity prices mean that customers' natural gas bills from Source Gas are going down, on average between 15 and 20%.
She says there are about 55,000 Source Gas customers on the western slope. With the average household saving around $20 a month, that's some serious money. Donnelly says the reduction in price is a direct result of the market.
Commodity market is tied also to oil and gas, and so when you see your prices at the pump go down, it has kind of the total effect. And so it is just a function of declining oil and gas costs and prices. It certainly has come to the natural gas market.
Grand Junction Regional Airport finally had some traction in changing the security around the airport. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Stephen Wood is the vice chairman for the Airport Authority Board. He says that when they put up the security fences, it affected accessibility for the worse.
That accessibility was dramatically changed, and it had a negative impact on businesses. It had a negative impact on tenants at the airport to an extent that quite a few people left. They took airplanes and left and went to other airports. Some businesses that were kind of vital to the airport either went out of business or moved, and the place had been a little bit of a ghost town, frankly.
Now, almost 4 years after the Airport Authority tried to change directions, they have approval from the Transportation Security Administration. The plan is to replace the high fences and gates with a more sophisticated technological approach.
It's a very 21st century type of approach, I would say. A little less medieval and a little more modern.
He says that getting the TSA's permission to change the security was tough, but some powerful help got the ball rolling.
Our congressional representatives, particular Senator Bennett, Senator Gardner, and Congressman Tipton, they jointly signed a letter to the TSA administrator a couple of months ago and recounted why this needed to be dealt with, the negative impacts that it's had on the airport and the community, and that's what's led to this approval.
Wood made it clear that this is just the first step. The fences aren't coming down tomorrow. But for the first time in a long time, things are moving forward. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
When you think of leaders, Winston Churchill, Mahatma Gandhi, or perhaps Eleanor Roosevelt come to mind, but not all leaders make it into the history books. KVNF's Laura Pomisano brings us the story of a man from Myanmar who's become a leader among a small group of refugees in the rural community of Delta, Colorado.
Saw Peter stands before a local Baptist congregation. He's wearing a red and white shirt and grins often as he delivers the weekly church and community announcements. Peter is Karen, that's an ethnic group from Myanmar, and for more than 100 Karen refugees in Delta, he's the go-to person for advice, translation, and other essential information. Even at church, Peter is approached by several people during a break in the service. Like the other refugees in this room, life hasn't been easy for Peter. As a young man, he smuggled his family to Malaysia because the government in Myanmar seized their farm and threatened to kill them. In Malaysia, Peter worked construction. He drove a car, whatever he could do to make a living. But he worried about deportation and the safety of his family. The police were corrupt too.
Malaysia also not safe for us, actually. The police, yeah, they arrest me 3 or 4 times. We need to give money. It's not easy for us. So my kids also cannot go to school, you know.
Thanks to a refugee resettlement program, Peter and his family came to Denver in 2010.
When I was in Denver, so I'm happy. I'm happy with, now I am free. I'm already legally. And then also I know that we are safe.
But as it turns out, Peter didn't feel safe in the big city life of Denver. He was concerned about his kids and especially about gangs. Like many of the Karen, he grew up in a rural community and he missed it.
I like place that, just like the small town. I want to live in the small town.
In Denver, Peter was active in his local church, and there he met Janet Johnson. She could see that Peter and his family were well connected to the area's Karen population.
They were very in touch with the community. They had a heart for their people. Just a natural leader for his people, he wanted to help them relocate.
Johnson did everything she could do to assist them in moving to Delta. And according to James Conley, a local pastor, they were pioneers.
Saw Peter's family was actually the first family that uprooted from Denver and came over and planted here.
Once Peter settled in Delta in 2011, he helped other Karen refugees adjust to life here. While his English isn't perfect, the local school district hired him as a translator, and he assists the Karen with everything from government forms to communicating with doctors. He interprets for women in the delivery room, and even in one case, for a young Karen man in jail.
Actually, the leader, you know, a true leader is about a lot of work. For me, I don't want to be leader. I want to be a helper, you know, helper for them.
And Peter does what he does because it's the right thing to do.
Love. The important thing is love. Because we have love, so we can help each other, so we can help other people.
He's also found personal success in Delta. Peter is the first Karen in the community to purchase a home. And he also got his commercial truck driving license and landed a good job. He drives semis for Foster Farms.
The driving job is my dream job, you know, because I'm very interested in driving. Driving, so I'm very happy.
And every Sunday, Peter and many of the Karen gather to worship at this Baptist church in Delta. For much of the past two decades, Peter's been on the move, but he says Delta feels like home. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
The State Department of Transportation is expanding the new Bustang service. The bus service runs from Denver to Glenwood Springs Monday through Friday, but starting mid-November, will also travel the route during the weekends. Authorities made the decision following strong demand along the route, and CDOT is also considering stretching the route along I-70, connecting Denver to Grand Junction. Thank you for taking the time to pledge your support for this valuable regional news source during our fall membership drive. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.